This is what the ancient Greek device probably sounded like. The noise comes from a recent reconstruction based on pieces recovered by sponge divers exploring a 2,100-year-old shipwreck off the Greek island Antikythera in 1901. Astronomer Mike Edmonds of Cardiff University in Wales is part of the British, Greek, and American team that made the copy and analyzed the original so-called Antikythera mechanism.
This is a unique device. Nothing like a device of this complication is known for 1,000 years afterwards, till you get to the medieval cathedral clocks.
The Greek device contains a complicated arrangement of at least 30 precision hand-cut bronze gears and 3 pointing styluses housed inside a wooden case covered with inscriptions. Because the machine is fragmented, its specific functions have been controversial. Scientists have been trying to copy it ever since its discovery. But Edmund's team was able to do so after using high-resolution X-ray scanning technology to examine the pieces. They were also able to decipher twice as many of the inscriptions as had been read by the late Yale University scholar Derek Price, who studied it decades ago. Team member Xenophon Moussas, a physicist at the University of Athens, described the device to Nature magazine, which has published the group's paper on it.
We can count something like 30 gears, which helped the astronomers of the 2nd century BC, we believe now, to calculate the positions of the sun, the moon, perhaps to work out the time of eclipses of the moon and possibly of the sun as well. Since we discovered inside the mechanism very many hidden writings, which are the manual of this ancient computer, we know for sure that many parts of the text are referred to the motion of the planets.
In a Nature magazine commentary, François Charette of Ludwig Maximilian University in Munich says the research shows that the Antikythera mechanism is the most sophisticated such object yet found from the ancient and medieval periods. He points out that the archaeological record to date shows that it was a long time before gearing mechanisms so advanced re-emerged. The curator of mechanical engineering of the Science Museum of London, Michael Wright, had previously studied the device. He told Nature magazine that much skill went into it.
I can't tell you who made it, but I can tell you what sort of man made it. I can tell you from having examined the original that the man who made it was a highly skilled mechanic. He knew exactly what he was doing. The other thing I can tell you about it is that the man who designed it certainly knew his astronomy.
The paper on the device shows that the Antikythera mechanism is based on a mathematical model of the moon's motion developed by the astronomer Hipparchus of Rhodes 2,100 years ago. Mike Edmonds at Cardiff University speculates that the ancient Greek scientist even helped design it.
It's very tempting to think so. We haven't actually found his sort of fingerprints or actually sort of Hipparchus made this on the mechanism. But whoever did build this was extremely intelligent. It's just beautifully designed. I think that's one of the most surprising things that comes out of this.
François Charette at Ludwig Maximilian University writes that the long interval between the design of the Antikythera mechanism and the advent of medieval gearing makes it obvious that the technical sophistication available to some parts of the Greco-Roman world was simply not transmitted further. The gear wheel, he says, had to be reinvented. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。